This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Celebrity Bracket Challenge. You can jump into the deep end with us. Our Bracket Challenge powered by NetSuite, live right now at foxsportsradio.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I just went out to the mailroom. Seton was opening up a package, and all of a sudden, hello. Yeah, I got some merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
DP Show hoodie, and I said, I'm going to put that on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. How's it fit?
Looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, it's an extra large.
You letting yourself go?
Might be letting myself go a little bit.
Dang.
Yep. I know.
Retirement started early,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a time when I was, I had no problem with a large. Now, all of a sudden, I'm graduating to an extra large.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
I'm borderline 2XL, but we're not going to get into that.
You're probably 2XL.
Okay, you know.
You're probably 2XL.
Well, it's probably cut a little short, the, maybe.
Huh?
Maybe the material's cut a little short.
Don't blame the shirt.
Yeah. By the way, Marvin's t-shirt is available.
I'm wearing it to the mall today.
Are you?
Hey, guys. Noticed anything?
This is me.
Yeah.
Got
you guys have Peacock?
Your own t-shirt. Yep. Yes.
We're on 400 radio stations all across America. Duh. Marvin.
We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app and you can watch Marvin for free. Well, I don't know. We may charge you a little bit there. You're must-see TV. Yes, Paul.
What color is your hoodie? Is it scarlet? Is it merlot? Is it cranberry? What color would you say that is?
You did the ask, answer, ask,
well,
Paul.
I'm presenting options. I can't see it from here.
I didn't need options.
It looks maroon to me.
It might be a merlot.
Okay.
It might be a merlot. Yes, Mark.
I think that's Krappensburg cranberry.
Oh, okay.
Like Carolina blue?
Yeah. We have college basketball tonight. It's the first four. Yay! Virginia, Colorado State, Howard and Wagner. Not Howard Wagner, but it does sound like that. The Giants landed two-time Cy Young winner Blake Snell and Chase Young going to the Saints. The Vikings, I guess, had a secretive workout with J.J. McCarthy, which I don't know how secret it is if we found out about it, but the Vikings working out J.J. McCarthy. They're going to move up, and they're... It feels like they're taking J.J. McCarthy or maybe Michael Penix or Bo Nix. I don't know if Drake. I guess Drake May would be available depending on if they go up to three where the Patriots are. But that's sort of the feeling. But J.J. McCarthy with the Vikings as a possibility there. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Speaking of quarterbacks, Caleb Williams. The Bears are on the clock. They need a quarterback, and Caleb Williams is right there. Robert Griffin III, former NFL quarterback, had this to say about what Caleb Williams should do.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall. After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become. After the Bears took Justin Fields, the 11th pick in the draft, and turned him into a sixth round pick in the 2025 draft by trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? Yeah, this organization is going to help get me where I want to go. I don't think it's saying that. Yes, I do think him going back to Washington, where he's from, he's a DC kid. I think that's the best spot for him. But he has to answer that question.
Okay. I don't know if I truly believe that Robert Griffin III believes what he's saying. Eli Manning and John Elway did benefit by not going to the teams that were drafting them. Elway said to the Colts, I'm not going here. I'll go play baseball. Eli and his father, Archie, were telling the Chargers that don't draft him. And then they drafted him. Then, you know, they traded him. But they ended up winning Super Bowls. Yeah. Eli got two Super Bowls. John got a couple of Super Bowls as well. It did work out. Now, here's where I would push back on Robert Griffin, who will join us on the program tomorrow. Chicago learned their lesson with Justin Fields. I mean, they didn't handle it well. They didn't surround him with talent. They didn't go out and get, you know, free agent wide receivers or trade for somebody. Now, all of a sudden, you get a new GM in there who, I think, by all accounts, did a pretty good job this offseason. Could they have gotten more for Justin Fields? Yes, I believe they could have. I wouldn't have had a problem holding on to him. And maybe during the season, prior to the start of the season, somebody's quarterback gets injured. Maybe the teams who are looking for quarterbacks in the draft don't get their quarterback. I think you could have gotten more for him. But they also did right by Justin Fields because they had, I think, four or five other offers, and they sent him to where Justin Fields wants to go. He wanted to go to Pittsburgh. So he did right by them. If I'm Caleb Williams, let me look at this, okay? They strengthened their offensive line. Now I have a couple of legitimate wide receivers that I can throw to. I have a good tight end, and I got a good running back. Okay. That's more than Justin Fields had. And they did right by Justin Fields, and Ryan Poles, the GM, said, we will do right by him. That doesn't sound like dysfunction. Look, I'm not all in on your head coach. And that's tricky because, you know, he might be done after this year. Now you bring in somebody else with different assistants. That would be what would scare me if I'm Caleb Williams. The bar is not very high to be a good quarterback in Chicago. You're already going to walk in, and chances are you're going to be better right away than Justin Fields or Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky at least took him to the playoffs a couple of times. You know, they don't have a great history of drafting quarterbacks. But I can only go by this GM right now and what he's done, and it feels like he's done a pretty good job. And they did right by Justin Fields by sending him to Pittsburgh. They didn't do right by him in what they put out there with him. You know, wasn't a good offensive line. He ended up running more than he probably should have. I don't think he ever really developed any kind of pocket presence there, but he was probably running for his life. I think that they understand this now with Caleb Williams. And I think Chicago makes a lot of sense. Now, would I rather go to Washington? Yeah, if I'm from there, I understand that. But if he would do that, I just think the backlash with social media, you know, when Eli did it, I mean, Eli had to wear that for a while. And Elway, oh, spoiled brat. Oh, you know, he's going to tell a team. Now, that was back in 83. You weren't doing that back then. And I think that's, you know, then Eli did it, and it's like, oh, okay, you think you're Peyton? Oh, your dad has to come in and help you? Like, that was sort of the feel there. With Caleb, we've already heard that his dad gets involved. You know, does he feel like he's bigger than the team? Was it that way with USC? Just, it felt like social media wasn't his best friend. And then if you do this, now all of a sudden you want to go to Washington, you know, as long as you can handle the backlash. I mean, Eli kind of nonplussed. Nothing bothers him. Elway, it probably bothered him, but he didn't want to go play for the Colts. He didn't like the organization. Eli didn't want to play for the Chargers, didn't like the organization, or his dad didn't. They ended up benefiting. So Caleb wants to play in his hometown. Okay. But I think Chicago has done and will do right by Caleb Williams, at least this year, going in there. Yeah, Paul.
I think you're 100% right that in this era with social media and commentators, the backlash against Caleb Williams if he pulled this move, which there's been no reports, is just, you know, a thought. What, you know what? People already dislike him already. People think he's a prima donna NIL beneficiary. He's spoiled. There's a lot of people out there, even Bears fans, who think that of this kid already. He might as well make the move then. You know what I mean? Like, if he's going to be labeled selfish, me first, wanting part of a franchise, there's mixed reports that about him. Why not just...
Well, you can't have a piece of the franchise.
Right. That's a false report.
That's silly. You can't have a piece of the...
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, if he's already got that label on him, then you could pull the move because it's coming towards you anyway.
I think the Bears have done right by him. I can't say that very often with the Bears doing it correctly or doing right by a player. But what they didn't do for Justin Fields, it feels like they've learned from that, and they will surround Caleb Williams. Why would you do? You know, this drives me crazy, and I railed on the Colts for years of what they didn't do for Andrew Luck. And I said, you'll drive him out of the game earlier than expected because you haven't, you know, the offensive line, and he got beat up. And that's when your confidence goes. That's where your love for the game goes. And I think if you're drafting Caleb Williams, then draft him and surround him so he can be great. If that means you give up something on defense that helps you on offense, then do that. Because it's so important. If that's your franchise right there, make him great. Help him be great. Don't go, hey, you know, good luck out there. There's a reason why we're picking number one. Go out there and try to make some magic happen. You know, I don't care how good you are. You must have the talent around you. I say this all the time about Mahomes. As great as he is, if I put him on Carolina, you wouldn't care. Because he wouldn't be able to be great. He wouldn't play in big games. You would see talent. But I want to see if you have the weapons, what do you do with them? And look, I'm bullish on Justin Fields. I still think that he can play at a high level in the NFL. I do. I just think you got to have the right coaching, consistency with your offensive coordinator. And you have weapons. Yes, Mark.
How many games do the Bears need to win for Eberflus, easy to say, to keep his job, since they won 7 games last year?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what, if it's win 10, make the playoffs, is Caleb Williams starting the season? I have no idea. I'm surprised they brought him back. Because now if you fire him, now you got to bring in a new coach, and then you bring in new assistants, and then you might bring in a new system. Like, that's always dangerous. That's tricky. You know, and you had a GM who didn't draft Justin Fields. So there was no allegiance with Ryan Poles and Justin Fields. He's like, yeah, he's our quarterback, but we're moving on from him. Yeah, Paul.
That's exactly the fear, that the Bears will do the same exact thing by having a coach for Fields and then dumping that coach. Hopefully they don't do the same with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but by all accounts, Caleb Williams is a generational talent. Okay, well then surround him with talent. Or do your best to give him some complimentary weapons there. I mean, it's not a deep philosophy here. Just, it's common sense. Why am I taking him if I'm not going to try to accentuate what he does and make him great? Must-see TV. You got to come out. The Bears are different. You know, we're in a competitive division here. You know, we can challenge for a playoff spot. Yes, Eden.
Was that not the plan with Justin Fields?
Well, they didn't do a good job of their offensive line, and they didn't have weapons for him. They had a good tight end, but I don't think they did a great job in surrounding him with quality talent. But they have gone out, and they improved their offensive line, at least by, you know, the analyst's take on this, and they've got some weapons there. So it may turn out to be the same thing as it was for Justin Fields. I just think Caleb Williams is a better NFL quarterback than Justin Fields. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, in the middle of Fields' run with the Bears, the new GM came in and had a fire sale. They basically let Roquan Smith go and other people go. They did a rebuild in the middle of a rookie contract with a quarterback with Fields. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to take advantage of his rookie contract. Now you're going to find out in the next 2 years what the Bear, what direction they're going in. Next 3 years. Maybe is Caleb Williams the right guy? Now maybe, you know, you're able to get another receiver in the draft. I always, like, you can't have enough quality receivers. And there's so many receivers in this draft. You're going to have three or four that go in the first probably 15 to 20 picks. And I mean, there's talent out there. You can get them. And like Kansas City, I'd draft a wide receiver. At the end of the first round, I'd draft a wide receiver if I'm them. Because the defense carried you last year to win the Super Bowl. Now, get another receiver in there. Maybe get another tight end in there. Yes, Marv.
Will Caleb Williams be a big story once the NFL season actually starts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's a major market. You know, Bryce Young wasn't, like, we watched, but we knew that the team wasn't good. Chicago won 7 games. This has been a big, big storyline. You moved on from Justin Fields. You got a coach who's on the hot seat. Yeah, I think so. You're in a division where the Lions probably should have gone to the NFC title game, gone to the Super Bowl maybe. Jordan Love. Jordan Love is a top 10 MVP candidate this year with Green Bay. Green Bay, I thought, did really well in the offseason. The Vikings, you know, they get Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. Still got some good receivers. So I think, you know, it's going to be a big deal because it's the Bears and we want to see, is he worth it? And you want to keep an eye on Jaden Daniels. It feels like there's always two quarterbacks and they're compared the rest of their careers. It's like, thankfully, there wasn't another defensive lineman taken before Aaron Donald in that draft. Could you imagine? Aaron Donald's first ballot Hall of Famer. You imagine being that defensive lineman who was taken before Aaron Donald. You have these two quarterbacks in Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, and they're going to be connected. I think Justin Fields moving forward, how he plays could be connected with the Bears and Caleb Williams. So, yeah, I do think it's a big storyline. And it'll be interesting to see if Caleb Williams starts right away. You know, that was another thing. I didn't think Bryce Young should have started right away in Carolina. But when the draft happened, and I remember Sal Palantonio saying they're going to take Bryce Young, and he's the starter from day one. Sal's told that they're starting him from day one. And I went, how about we just see? No? Oh, I remember the reports. Oh, man, he's taking control. He's a leader. Okay. Can he play? I mean, he's taking control and he's a leader. Can you play on Sundays? Are they going to help you? And I thought Carolina, you know, that was malpractice too. We're taking you and we're not going to have weapons for you. But good luck. And they were one of the worst teams in the NFL. Hopefully the Bears have learned from what they did or didn't do for Justin Fields. All right, let me take a break. Get some more phone calls coming up. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Every person who places a tailgate order gets 50% off their next order at the merch store, danpatrick.com. Code will be emailed within 48 hours of your tailgate purchase while supplies last. Get to some phone calls coming up. When are the brackets due? We're not factoring in tonight or tomorrow. Thursday morning, are they available? First game tip-off at noon, Paul?
The backroom guy said, before you go to bed on Wednesday night, please have your bracket in.
What if I don't go to bed Wednesday night?
Then that's a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
That we weren't required. It was a please turn them in.
Okay.
Wednesday night.
All right. Then Wednesday night before midnight. How's that?
And if they're not in, are you out?
You're out. Yes. Remember McLovin always tried to rig the system? And he would manipulate sometimes. I think he might have filled out a bracket on Friday. I think all the results were in Thursday, and then part of the results on Friday, and then he put in his bracket. And I go, no.
I sent it. Check your spam. I sent it a few days ago.
Yes. He was always trying to somehow find a loophole there. Oh, knucklehead. Do we look at other positions in the NFL, in the draft, as bust? Right? It's always a quarterback as a bust. Yes, Marvin.
I think it depends on the expectations.
Well,
Tony Mandarich, was that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way he was looked at, the Sports Illustrated cover, what made him a bust because of the expectations, I think.
Well, also, they could have taken Barry Sanders. I think they took Tony Mandarich. And then the Lions took Barry. Dion was in that draft. Derek Brooks was in that draft. Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
It kind of feels like so many players, well, I don't want to say fail, but don't work out now, that there's less attention on who's a bust and who's not.
Okay. Was Mario Williams.
Man, that's a name you don't hear.
Was he a success? 2006. Remember that was Mario Williams, Reggie Bush draft? Yeah, Paul.
Mario Williams at 06. Texans, Bills. He appeared in four Pro Bowls, which...
Okay. That's not a bust.
And also Reggie Bush, who did not eclipse him as a player. It helped him that the guy who went behind him didn't go to the Hall of Fame.
Reggie did okay. You know, I would say he had a solid, maybe good NFL career.
I'll throw out a name.
Okay.
2014, coming out of South Carolina, Jadeveon Clowney was the sure thing number one pick. It wasn't even a discussion. He went to three Pro Bowls. He is not in danger of going to the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he's a bust, but he didn't come close to living up to what the potential was. Now, he didn't establish the potential. The analyst who went on his pro day and he had one tackle. He had the bowl game against Michigan, and that all of a sudden jettisoned him to the top. Like, this guy can't miss. And, of course, they can always miss. But we're looking at non-quarterback that we label them busts. How many of those are there? Yeah, Paul.
I got to go back away, but Courtney Brown, defensive end, Penn State. Him and LeVar Arrington were awesome. He was taken number one overall in 2000 by the Browns. He never made a Pro Bowl.
That would be a bust. Yeah.
He didn't. He played a lot. He had a nice few years, but he didn't do anything, really.
That's a bust. But I don't think he's ever labeled that. When you go number one overall and you're not a quarterback, like, you better be great. Russell Maryland went number one overall by the Cowboys. I think that was the draft when there was nobody wanted to trade up to get that number one pick, and there wasn't a consensus number one player. Yeah, Paul.
In the 80s and 90s, there was a bunch of guys like him. 88, Andre Bruce, linebacker of Auburn to the Falcons. No Pro Bowls. Russell Maryland, one Pro Bowl to Dallas. Steve Entman, a lot of knee injuries. He went to the Colts, number one out of Washington. He was considered a sure thing. Dan Wilkinson, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Went to the Bengals, no Pro Bowls. Kajana Carter, 1995, halfback out of Penn State.
Bengals.
No
Pro
Bowls.
He had a knee injury.
Yep, back-to-back for the Bengals.
Yeah.
And then, but then you got guys like Orlando Pace was the number one pick in 97.
Hall of Famer?
Yeah, six Pro Bowls.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. Yeah, Marv.
Vernon Golston from the Jets.
Ooh, good pull. But what pick was he? Like,
I think he was the sixth pick?
Yeah, sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
That guy with his shirt off, I mean, but.
Oh, yeah.
No, zero sacks, I think, in his career.
But they make you play with his shirt on, though.
And shoulder pads.
Yes. Yes.
And a helmet.
It's like DK Metcalf when you go, oh, my God, that guy can't miss. And he's not great, but he always has that man, DK Metcalf. He's a matchup that nightmare. Yes, Marv.
He's got to wear a clear jersey. Nah, just look at the muscles, baby.
Yeah, Paul.
Here's one that's to be decided. Trayvon Walker, 2022, out of Georgia, defensive end. He was a bit of a surprise number one pick to the Jaguars. He started slow, and Aiden Hutchinson, who went second, started fast. Yeah. Now, Trayvon Walker last year had 10.5 sacks.
Yeah, that's a quiet 10.5 sacks, but yeah, that should be mentioned that he was on the road to being a bust because Hutchinson was having, you know, really good years, just, you know, his first couple of years in the NFL, whereas that was his surprise pick. It was not a glamour pick. And, you know, sometimes you have that draft where you go, there's no real consensus number one overall pick. And normally teams will just say, well, we'll take a quarterback. Tim Couch went out of Kentucky, went to the Cleveland Browns, number one overall. Now, he'd be a bust, but I don't know. I mean, the Browns were bad back then. I don't even know how much Tim played. Yeah, Marv.
What about, who was my man, Eric Fisher from the Chiefs?
Yeah, he was second overall out of Central Michigan. He was number one overall?
Number one overall, 2013, Eric Fisher out of Central Michigan. He went to two Pro Bowls, and I don't know if that was alternate or not, but and he was a one-time Super Bowl champion with the Chiefs. So it's...
That's a bust.
He was taken too high for what he produced, yeah. Right?
Yeah, anybody else in there?
Well, you know, Andrew Luck, 2012, he went to four Pro Bowls. But considering he was supposed to be a sure thing, he retired by choice. It was not.
But you know. But he wasn't a bust. He was just incomplete.
Yeah. Yeah. Incomplete.
Yeah, Seton.
Are the players busts or is the system broken?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, somebody has to go number one.
It kind of feels like it's less about these guys can't play and more about these guys can't scout.
Well, I think the draft is littered with, how did you miss on that guy? Or, man, you took a chance and it worked out there. Yeah. But there's so many varying opinions. Let's just look at the quarterbacks. In the number of analysts that we've had on, Tim Hasselbeck swears by Drake May. Ryan Leaf loves Michael Penix. We had somebody who loved Jaden Daniels. We had analysts who said they wouldn't take Caleb Williams because you can't do in the NFL what you were doing at USC. So that's all of the people who are in the business, And, you know, their opinions vary. So they're probably mirroring the scouts that they talk to. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Michael in Indiana. Hey, Mike, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, first-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
So I was just curious, have you seen the new NIL proposal for the in-season tournament?
Yes.
And if, I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I'd like to see that when it's official, but, you know, paying these schools, you know, $1 million for a tournament in during the regular season and getting some of the, you know, the blue bloods in there. You know, it's a made-for-TV event. It's sort of like what the NBA did, and now you get these schools in there. It just, once again, it kind of screams, if I'm a player, oh, wait, you want us to do this now? And then you're going to benefit with all the money that you're going to make? I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. All it is sort of a money grab, I'm guessing. Like, hey, we won the in-season tournament. Great. What does that mean? Unless it helps you with your seeding in March Madness. But aside from that, I'm like, okay. Yeah, Paul.
I could see someday, like, I think maybe one of these tournaments will be player paid, where, like, appearance fees. But how is that chopped up? Can you imagine if, like, you have to have a team discussion of the Zach Edey gets $100,000 to play in the preseason tournament and the point guard gets 10?
Yeah.
It could be some awkward moments.
Yeah, it might just have to. I mean, you're going to have a guy who's 12th on the, he's a walk-on. And, you know, he's a practice guy. Now, does he get paid? How do you chop this up? Yeah, Mark.
Those guys are going to play hard for those walk-ons. Like, wait, he can pay his tuition.
Yes.
Because those guys aren't on scholarship.
Yeah.
Just like when LeBron and those guys won the in-season tournament, they were like, look, this is their salary for the entire season if we win this.
Filthy in Indiana. Hey, Phil.
Good morning, Dan and Danettes.
Good morning.
6'4", Beer and Barbecue, 260.
All right.
Okay, I got a story to tell you. Last week, whenever you were talking about the free agency,
yeah,
from 6:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock when I turn on your show, I'm playing Slayer, Tool, Pantera, whatever. The Dan Patrick Show comes on, and you guys start playing Salary Song. Two or three times that day.
Yeah.
And then my supervisor comes up to me 5 minutes later, I kid you not, and goes, he said, Phil, people are complaining. You need to turn down your radio.
So Pantera and Scorpions, that doesn't bother anybody, but the Salary Song bothered people at work.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hopefully you're at work and crank it up. Marvin?
Salary.
That's the best part. Adam in Michigan. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan and the fellas. 6'2", 220. Quick prelude before the question. In 1987, Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer snuck into the Laker locker room and stole a bottle of champagne, went back to their locker room in the shower with their uniforms on and drank it and vowed to win next year, and they went back-to-back. Well, Aiden Hutchinson did something very similar this year in San Francisco. Now, my question for you, Dan, and if it doesn't break any professional courtesy code you talking heads have nationwide, Mike Greenberg made a statement a couple of days ago that the Lions' window had shut. Now, is that a troll statement? Because I can't see any factual basis to make that type of statement nationwide.
Well, it's not shut. I mean, that's silly to say that. They should have won that game against San Francisco. I mean, I would need to know the context of why Greeny would say that the window is shut. Like, what happened? I know the Packers are going to be good. The Bears might figure this out. Vikings maybe take a step back there. But you know, they're winning 12 games. They have everybody back, I guess. Like but once again, I don't know what Greeny's philosophy is. And Greeny's kind of morphed into a lot more hot takes now because he's surrounded by that. But when you say the window is shut, that's silly. Now, if you say it got a little tighter, you know, maybe there's not much air blowing through the window there. Okay, fine. Still, I like the Lions' chances over Greeny's Bears, at least this year. Colin in Iowa. Hey, Colin. Now, if you're trying to disguise your voice, Colin, you did a good job. Let's see. Brandon in Virginia. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I have a question about the Arizona Cardinals. As you know, we are a team on the come up and currently have a number 4 pick.
Yeah.
And it's looking like Marvin Harrison is going to be there for us to take. But with the Vikings wanting to trade up, what are your thoughts on should we do that and what would it take for us to do that?
Well, I think they're going to go up to New England. New England and no one's to move down. Arizona needs playmakers. Like, you have Kyler Murray, I got to have a playmaker there. You got an opportunity to take whatever wide receiver you want and pair him with Kyler Murray. You know, this opportunity to get maybe this special of a player, I wouldn't pass that up. New England needs a lot of help, and Arizona does as well. But, you know, keep in mind, New England doesn't have a quarterback. Arizona, you have one, or at least one you're paying. Go out and get a receiver. See what you can do. Help him out. New England needs a lot of help, and that's why the Vikings want to go up there. But the Vikings, I think, want to get a quarterback. You're still going to have your wide receiver there, and that's what I would invest in. If I got that opportunity, Neighbors or Marvin Harrison, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Make sure you fill out your brackets. You can be part of the Celebrity Bracket Challenge, powered by NetSuite. Live right now at foxsportsradio.com. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll talk to the South Carolina women's coach, Dawn Staley, and Robert Griffin Jr. III will stop by as well. All right, a couple of phone calls. Jeff in Tampa. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, first time, long time, 6'2", 250. First round bust that weren't quarterbacks. I think Sammy Watkins got to be in there. Bills traded up to number 4 to get him when they could have had Mike Evans, Odell Beckham Jr., and Davante Adams went in the second round.
That's a good call. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Sammy Watkins was going to be a big deal and never materialized. Robert in Orlando. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Just two quick things. One, I'd like to see an I-Team investigation on the singer on the salary song, because that clearly sounds like Seton. And suck it, Onion Bagel Boy.
Okay.
I think he's talking about me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All right, Robert.
That is not Seton on the salary song. You would probably take credit if it was you on that song.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I was that talented, yeah. Honestly. But sadly, I'm not.
I just can't imagine somebody wakes up one day and goes, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to do a salary song.
That's the one I think that every single time I hear the original Whose Stats Do You Want?
Yeah.
Whose Stats? Somebody sat
tell me,
there.
Tell me.
Sang that into their phone and then sent it to us. They did that as part of their day. That just amazes me.
Do you have Whose Stats, Marvin? Can you?
Whose Stats Do You Want?
All right.
Tell me.
Here we go. He can do it.
Whose
Stats Do You Want? No?
That's not the one. There might be a page there, Marvin, called
Whose Stats Would You Want? Tell me. Whose Stats Would You Want?
Hey, there's people around. There's other people around talking in the background that he's doing that into his phone. It's amazing.
Yes, Marv.
There's 18 different things that says Whose Stats, so I just pressed it.
Yeah. Oh, give me a couple other ones.
Whose Stats Do You Want?
Is that Twos?
Whose Stats?
Oh, that's Two A Days.
I think that's Two A Days.
Peter Townsend?
No, that's Two A Days.
No, the song.
Whose Stats?
He's ripping off a song.
Does this go, Whose Stats Do You Want?
Make a choice, stick to it. Whose Stats Do You Want?
Is that Two's Two? Right.
Two A Days, Two.
How many of these did he do? I didn't realize he did so many.
He wasn't working.
I'm bringing Whose Stats back. Yeah. This other road, don't know how to act. Yeah, he thinks it's funny when you hit your sack. Paps, squid on his head and he did not react. Pat, suck it from fools.
Okay. That's pretty good. Got any more, Marv?
Hey, he sucks.
Whose Stats? You won't. Whose Stats? Who knows it?
Todd, is that you?
Was that me doing Marge Simpson? I don't know what that was. I don't remember doing that.
It sounded a little bit like Fritzy. And that's it. Ooh, Stats.
What a world.
Yep, good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Colin in Iowa. We'll try it again. Hi, Colin.
Hey, sorry. Sometimes my truck makes it sound like I smoked 3 packs a day for 30 years.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you credit. I like your take on the Bears and what they're doing and how it's not the Ryan Pace era. I think Kevin White might have been one of the biggest busts I've ever seen, and I wanted to get your take on, do you think Iowa State got hosed with their seeding going from what should have been a 4 to an 8? Thanks.
Yeah, I guess I could see it. I didn't get too caught up in it this year. I just like, okay. A lot of times it just plays out the way it's supposed to play out, but you know, there certain conferences felt like they got snubbed in certain conferences that got the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, Marv.
Going back to the women's tournament that we spoke about yesterday, Haley Van Lith might play her former team in the second round. So Louisville might play LSU in the second round of the tournament. Boy, they do it all for TV.
Well, thank you, Marv. Vince in California. Hi, Vince.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
5'11", 190. And I just wanted to say a big non-QB bust was Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of hype coming out of Oklahoma. The Boz going to Seattle. Yeah. We normally don't talk about non-quarterback bust in the NFL. It's just Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Leaf always stand out. That feels like they start the conversation. But, yes, Tom.
Some couches in there?
Yeah. Not as much.
Yeah, he was decent.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he didn't have the fanfare that Ryan had and Jamarcus Russell. Like, Jamarcus Russell couldn't miss. Like, he was, oh, my God, look at that guy. And then he did miss. And then Ryan Leaf, you know, there was some dissension in the Colts war room about who they were going to take. It wasn't a slam dunk, although I'm sure everybody says, no, we all agreed it was Peyton. That's why I have the Ryan Leaf Colts jersey, because they made that jersey up for him if they took it. Paulie, this day in sports history.
Just a couple. 1956, the Minneapolis Lakers beat the St. Louis Hawks 133-175 in the playoffs, largest margin of victory in playoff history. This is a good one. 1995, Michael Jordan returned to the Chicago Bulls after nearly 2 years of retirement to play baseball. He scored 19 points in a loss to the Pacers. The game on NBC was the most watched regular season game in NBA history, 35 million viewers.
Mm-hmm. He went 7-for-28 in that game. Yeah, Mike had a bad game occasionally. 7-for-28. How about this one? 1996, Anthony Bowie grabbed his 10th rebound of the game, then called a timeout with 2.7 seconds to go. The Magic were leading by 20, and then this allowed Orlando to set up a play so he could get his 10th assist. Well, Doug Collins was the Detroit head coach. He took his team off the floor. That left Bowie free to pass to David Vaughn, a game-ending dunk, and then Bowie got his triple-double. Did they go back and rescind that? For some reason, I thought that maybe they didn't give him credit for a triple-double there. Todd, what'd you learn today?
When he's about to go on camera, Reese Davis wants to make sure he has the four P's: poise, presence, personality, preparation.
Seton O'Connor.
Feels like Reese dominates Seth.
Yeah, Seth Davis, no relation to Reese Davis. Yeah. Marvin.
You played golf with Scott Stapp.
Yes, and his wife had already given birth to their baby. I think his name was Jagger. Paulie, what'd you learn?
An Anthony Bowie reference.
Robert Griffin III tomorrow. Dawn Staley tomorrow. And hopefully you. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.